It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today that we may study the precious Word of God. We're going to be in the Gospel of John, John chapter 5, and we're going to be reading once again 39 through 47. We're going to finish that today. We do have some verses of Scripture back in 2 Thessalonians to look at once again, in Isaiah, and then to Revelation 19. That we're going to read before we move on, even into Matthew chapter 24. So please keep your Bibles open, and even after we've read the scripture verse, and I hope that you have your Bible open, we'll follow along with me today. John chapter 5, verse 39. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to send us a note, why, please address it the same, Parkview Bible Church. The street address is 18th and Church Street, and of course, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And please attach the box number to that, if you would, please, box 43. I would appreciate it. Now, if you're ready to read the precious Word, it's such a joy to study the Word of God, and we want to get into it immediately. John chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 39, search the Scripture. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men. But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come to my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin today. Father, I thank you for your word. I'm excited to finish this section as we go through these many other verses of Scripture and then get on into the sixth chapter concerning the feeding of the 5,000. It's a joy to study your Word, and it thrills my heart every time I open your Word. Please continue to do that in my heart, and I ask that you do that in others' hearts as they listen to the Word. But of course, we know before that thrill can begin, they must meet you. They must come to know you as their Savior and Lord. And I ask today that through this study, as they hear the Word of God, that they'll be drawn to you by your Word and by your power. They will confess their sin, and by confessing their sin, it's an act of turning to you. Please, Lord, that they'll recognize you are the only way, and you are the Savior, the only Savior. Please, that they trust today, come to that where you offered your life in place of theirs at the cross of Calvary, and that they would meet you there, and you would take, as you have, taken all the sins away. But we know, Lord, until they trust in you, is it for their account, until they receive that free gift, as your Word tells us. Father, so many have missed something so simple and so easy. They've tried it on their own. Please, Lord, today, turn it from their way to your way, that they may be saved today and walk after you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked through many verses of Scripture in the past few weeks concerning search the Scriptures. And as we enjoy that, and we've found ourselves down here in the verse of Scripture that I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? It's so important that we praise God, that we honor God. And until we have come to meet him at the cross, as we had in the opening prayer, will you be able to do that at all? And so please never neglect. The preaching today has seemingly ended concerning the gospel and the call to confession. Confess your sin and come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. We have forgotten that. We've walked away from that. Please today that you come to the Lord Jesus. Trust in the Lord Jesus today and please be saved. It comes so simple and so easy. So do that today, and please listen as we look through these verses of Scripture. Now, we were back in 2 Thessalonians, and I would like for you to go back there with me, if you would please, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we read 12 verses of Scripture there, 2 Thessalonians. If you can hear the pages, I ask that you be turning along with me. If you find Colossians, you're close by. If you've gotten into Timothy or Titus, you're too far. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we read the first 12 verses. But as we look through these verses of Scripture, we find that the verse that we looked at was in the 9th and 10th verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I hope that you were with me last time, and the 11th verse, beginning with verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Now, this delusion that's coming, and is beginning now, even though this is speaking more of the tribulation period, as far as the strong delusion to come, but even today, people have ignored the truth. And again, look right there in verse 10. The love of the truth, that they might be saved. They have turned away from it because they receive not the love of the truth, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. And then as they trust in Jesus, then to stay in His truth. There's many people that are saved, but they've immediately followed after man and not the Word of God, and they have picked up some bad habits, some habits that are contrary to the Word of God. You say, no, Larry, it's in the Word of God. Yes, it might be. But be careful that you're not taking those words out of context, because you can take, you can do about anything you want to do if you would take this word or this verse and put it with this verse and this verse with this verse. Be careful, so that you study the Word of God properly. And that is, one verse of Scripture confirms another verse of Scripture and another verse of Scripture. And you need to know that it is one does not come against another one. So you need to study the Word of God. You must know the Word of God. And you'll find many of the teachings that man teach today are against the Word of God. But you won't let your heart and you won't let your mind move towards the Lord Jesus, because you've been taught so many years that this is right. And they explain it away, instead of you going to the Word of God, first going and asking Jesus to save you. You know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you please come to Jesus? If you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will you trust in Jesus today? Will you look unto Him? Please, that you will not be deceived. But it's something that's going to happen. And Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Satan has tremendous power. And as long as he can keep you away from being saved, and if he has lost you to salvation, if the devil has not won that battle, I wish he'd give up, but he doesn't. He stays right with us. And he tries to deceive us and turn us away from the truth, so we do not have the power and the love of God in our hearts. And so please, that you look to Jesus always and use His book, not another man's book. I hate and despise as we hear that, you know, we have the Holy Bible and then this other book, this other testament. No, there is no other. And please don't think that that's just some other, you know, just a little different way of looking at it, and they're okay. They're not okay. Now, please be so careful. And you don't have to take their book. You can take any other guide that some church has made to help you with the Word of God. You need the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you through His precious Word. Now please, as we continue to look just a little bit at this, the deceivableness and the deceit, do you remember what delusion means? It means deceit and deceivableness. It signifies all manner of unscrupulous words and deeds designed to deceive. Now, boy, that doesn't sound like, you know, my preacher preaches love, and he preaches the love of God. How can that be? If you preach something contrary to the truth, it is unscrupulous. And I should have never said that. Remember last week we had trouble? Unscrupulous words and deeds designed to deceive. And those words can be words of caring and love and compassion. But they're fake words and they're phony words, because if it's not built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that has to begin at salvation, that you come to Jesus and don't claim that at your baptism, because that's a lie. It has to be a time in your heart and your life when you come to Jesus Christ. And so please that you trust in the Lord Jesus. Now last week we went back into Revelation 13 and read the verses 13 through 15. Today we're going to go back. We've went to 2 Thessalonians. I would like to take you back just a second here as we look through these verses of Scripture here. And let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, before we leave this area of Scripture, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that in the day of Christ is at hand. Now, we're going to look at that verse of Scripture very carefully. As that day of Christ is at hand. Let's see what that is. Let's go back to Isaiah. I always try to show you some Old Testament Scripture verses as well as New Testament so that you can see that the Scripture is one. We better not just study the New Testament. We better be studying the Old Testament, because the more we know of the Old, the better we'll understand of the New, and the more we understand of both, the better we're and more we're like the Lord Jesus. So please don't leave it. Don't move it away from it. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. I hope that you've turned there with me. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. That's on the day of the Lord. What do we read back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? As that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, let's look back to Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Oh, I hope you're turning those pages with me so that you can see what the Word of God says. Now, if you want to go back and look it up and read before and after, fine. If you want to check these verses of Scripture out, check them out, because it's the Word of God, and that's the way we know it to be truth, because one verse of Scripture confirms another and another. And if you find something that doesn't seem correct, if you read a verse of Scripture and think, boy, we should be doing that, if you'll check in other verses of Scripture, you'll find out that there was a purpose for that at that time. Maybe never to continue beyond that period of time. Or maybe it is something that continued throughout. Or maybe it was something that was strictly with the time of the Jews. Whatever it might have been, you need to search the Scripture, but never leave it for the truth. Never always confirm Scripture verse with Scripture verse with Scripture verse. It seems like that so many times churches will hang on, or cults is what they are, will hang on to one verse of Scripture and then build their whole religious acts around that two or three, that handful of Scripture. And that's what they stay with. I love the Word of God. I love it from cover to cover, and I study the whole Word of God, and I believe the whole Word of God, and I teach the whole Word of God, and it should bring us to a life that's coming, becoming to the Lord Jesus, like the Lord Jesus. And we know that the Lord Jesus tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now that's what a Christian should be, and he should be in, it should come inside him by the means of God, the driving of the Holy Spirit, and it will come out of us. It's not an act. It's what comes, and it's what we really are. Now when we come to that place, then the Scripture tells us, then we are really his disciple, and not until then. And a disciple is one that is called to be his pupil, his student. Don't you want to be a student of God? Then I ask you that you will stay with the truth. Search it out. Do whatever change you have to do. Ask him to forgive you if you need be, and continue that precious walk with him closer and closer each day. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 21. Now we're still at this time, as we spoke about back in the other verses of Scripture. And let me turn back to where we left in Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 12, if my memory serves me right, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty." And you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Let's find out. Verse 11 of the 19th chapter of Revelation. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all fowls were filled with their flesh." Oh, my friend, look what's to come. Look what's to come. If you ignore the Lord Jesus, if you reject him, and if you wait, and the rapture of the church could take place at any time. And if that be tonight, if that be this day, that the Lord Jesus would come, his trump would sound, and we would, all those that believe by faith in Jesus, not baptized into the church through a sprinkling as some do, even through immersion as some do, and that's the scriptural baptism, that's what the Word of God tells us, and if you've left that, you've left the Word of God. You say it doesn't matter how much water, you have to give the picture of what's taken place in your heart. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And you know my feelings about that, and my friend, the Word of God tells us so clearly, but you've walked away from it. If you teach that you can sprinkle or baptize a baby before they can confess Jesus as their Lord. That's not in the Word of God. So we have many things. We have some people believe they can continue to take communion and they will have their sins forgiven. Some people believe that they go to confession, that that's enough. And if they attend certain services, then that's enough. All those things should help us to grow closer to the Lord Jesus if it's taught as truth and correctly, whether it be immersion for baptism, to confess our sin not to a man but to God, and to walk close to Him each day, to turn unto Him for salvation. All this is necessary for our precious walk. But the others, those things have replaced salvation. They call it salvation now, so they've walked away. And if you want to find some religion that believes like you do, you just hunt far enough and long enough, and you will. You'll find somebody. But my friend, please, let's go to the truth. Let's go to the Word of God and confirm that, and not let some man persuade you and turn you away. As we've looked at the Scripture verses now, and we've looked at 2 Thessalonians, we've looked at that the day of the Lord, the day of Christ, as it says back in Isaiah 2:12, and the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. God loves a humble, contrite heart. Oh, today we don't find that much, do we? We find a proud and lofty heart. We find upon everyone that's lifted up. That's all we teach in school today, is pride and self-righteousness and arrogance. And until we come and confess our sin to the living God and be saved and begin to learn His Word, will we understand that we are to be broken. And once we've broken that old pride of ourselves, can He begin to build in us something that is pleasing, that is everlasting, and not until then. And so you see how contrary today the teaching in our schools, the teaching in our colleges, and sad to say, most of the teaching in our churches today teach philosophy and teach a feel-good religion. It's a feel-good gospel. That's all they feed you. That's all they give you. And it's not the gospel at all. The gospel is for you to repent and turn unto Jesus Christ today and be saved. You know, we've looked at this now in Revelation, and how would you like then to, if you miss that rapture, if you're not part of the church, and if you're not truly saved, you will remain, and you'll go into that tribulation period. And at the close of that tribulation period, you'll find this here. Okay, there's going to be a time when the Lord Jesus is coming. And we find down the 17th verse where the angels calls all the birds, all the fowls of the world to come and gather up on that place where that battle, the battle of Armageddon, is going to take place. Because those will feast upon the flesh. And what's it say? Does it say upon the poor folks because the rich will be okay? Does it say upon the people that are not kings or princesses or someone of importance? No, they may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, bond or free. It doesn't matter, my friend. What matters is your relationship to Jesus Christ and what you do with the Lord Jesus. We find that the beast and the false prophets that deceived, that performed miracles. And see, nobody believes that Satan is so powerful that he can perform miracles and he can deceive you. He is the great deceiver. He is the great liar. He is the one that covers. And as he covers it up with such a pretty covering that you never can hardly see it. And we'll look in a verse of Scripture here in just a little bit, because almost the elect are deceived. Now, what did we talk about when we looked back in the 2 Thessalonians? We were looking at the delusion. We're tricked. We're deceived. And the only reason we're deceived is because we have walked away from the truth. You turn to the truth today, and you come back to Jesus Christ, and you walk with Him. If you're saved, maybe you just got fooled by some preacher. I don't know. You know, as we get all this, I get all this literature and stuff in the mail all the time, and most of it I throw away. I'm talking about junk from other churches, other places that want. And just recently, I got this big thing concerning the coming of a great event. and it was at the Crystal Cathedral. He's a joke, and he's an antichrist, because he is not of Christ. Now, my friend, there's hundreds of them out there, and probably thousands of them out there, that set out there to deceive. Makes you feel good for a time, but it's not lasting and it's not real. I ask you, my friend, to look unto the truth, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in the same place that the false prophets and the beast is going to be. Now, let's see where they're going to be again. The beast was taken, and with him was the false prophets that wrought miracles before him. Listen to that. Miracles. Who are you serving? Are you serving someone because of the miracles that they can perform today? Or are you following the real, the truth, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast? Remember, 666 that we read last time? And them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. That will be your home as well if you neglect such a free gift, the gift of salvation from the Lord Jesus today, if you refuse that. Now let's look at one other verse of Scripture, and that's Matthew 24. As we go to Matthew 24, all this is concerning what's going to happen because you have been tricked. And I ask that you just open your eyes today, open your heart, and let the truth come to you by the Word of God. That's what we're proclaiming. Listen so carefully today that you can follow and have this truth and walk each day with the Lord Jesus, with His joy and His peace in your heart. Matthew chapter 24, verses 15, Matthew 24, verse 15 through 26. Matthew chapter 24. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetops not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Now those things are going on today. They're going on today. There was a tree out in a cemetery south of here that people flocked to see it because it had the appearance of some angel or some of the Virgin Mary, of the Christ. I don't know what it was. You see, I didn't go see it. But they flocked to it, even saved people. And they were just so taken by it. Where if they shall say unto you, Behold, is a desert, go not forth. My friend, signs and wonders are not of our day. We have the sign of the times. We have earthquakes and tornadoes and storms. We have so many things going on today. These scripture verses here tell us that Moses spoke of me and you didn't listen. I'm back in John chapter 5. He said if you would really believe Moses, you'd believe me because you'd know me. The Word of God from cover to cover. We've been to Isaiah, we've been to Revelation, we've been to Matthew. Do you hear what's coming? Will you please turn from your way and come to Jesus today? How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only? My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?